Next up is Shelby Nacino. She's one of the students that helped research and generate the report, and she was actually the one that interviewed me and other folks here in Chico so that they could cover the Chico area business improvement district in the report. So with no further ado, Shelby Nacino from Berkeley School of Law.
My name is Shelby Nacino. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Berkeley Policy Advocacy Clinic student team that researched and authored the new BIDS report. As Professor Selvin noted, our key finding is that BIDS exclude homeless people from public spaces through aggressive policy advocacy and policing practices. On the policy advocacy front, we found that BIDS frequently engage in local and state efforts to enact, maintain, and strengthen laws that target or disproportionately impact homeless people. In fact, almost half of the BIDS we surveyed cited policy advocacy as one of their main expenditures. We further found that BIDS often utilize assessment revenue, including revenue from publicly owned properties, to fund their policy advocacy efforts. Significantly, we found that the growing number of BIDS established after 1994 correlates with a sharp rise in the number of anti-homeless laws. In other words, the number of BIDS increased rapidly after the state gave them more money, authority, and independence. And BIDS have used that power to advocate for anti-homeless laws. BIDS' use of assessment revenues to fund policy advocacy raises legal concerns because the California Constitution requires that every property assessment result in a special benefit to that property. When BIDS conduct policy advocacy, they are influencing local and state laws that impact people far beyond the boundaries of their districts. Moreover, BID use of assessment revenue from public properties is especially problematic because BIDS are in effect using taxpayer dollars to lobby local government. With regards to policing, we found that BIDS both collaborate with local police departments to enforce anti-homeless laws and directly enforce these laws by hiring their own private security guards, which they sometimes call ambassadors. More than 90% of BIDS reported that they work with local police to enforce laws, and more than two-thirds said that they use either paid or volunteer security patrols. Because enforcement actions are informal, it is difficult to measure the impact of BIDS policing efforts. However, our research indicates that BIDS often engage in targeted strategies to push homeless people out of their districts, even going so far as to identify and track individual homeless people. Furthermore, homeless survey respondents in three cities reported that they experienced substantial surveillance and harassment, both by police and by BID staff within their boundaries. BID policing efforts also raise a number of legal concerns. Cities and BIDs have been sued by working together to remove the personal property of homeless people, and we found instances where BID staff members assaulted homeless people. In light of our findings and legal concerns, we make three main recommendations. First, the state legislature should amend state laws that grant BIDs broad authority to collect and spend property assessment revenue and to operate largely independent of government oversight. Lawmakers should prohibit BIDs from spending property assessment revenue on policy advocacy and policing. They should repeal BID authority to spend property assessment revenue on security and thereby policing, and they should restrict BID authority to assess revenue from publicly owned properties. Second, city governments should provide more careful scrutiny and regulation of BID activities within their jurisdictions. Cities can act immediately to reject BIDs that propose to engage in policy advocacy or policing practices. They can refuse to collaborate with BIDs that violate the rights of homeless people, and they can disestablish BIDs that spend assessment revenue on policy advocacy and policing. Third, BIDs should have greater accountability to all district residents and visitors. While the state and cities should act to stop BID activities that harm homeless people, BIDs themselves should stop engaging in anti-homeless policy advocacy. They should end policing practices that target or disproportionately impact homeless people, and they should work with rather than against homeless people, advocates, and service providers. Homelessness has reached crisis proportions in many California cities, primarily because of decades of government divestment from affordable housing and other public services. While business owners may have a legitimate interest in helping to address the crisis, our findings suggest that BIDs have only exacerbated the problem by trying to exclude homeless people from public space without addressing the causes and conditions of homelessness. Thank you.